It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news. Of course, we do that every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Gee, it's a Thursday morning, March the 14th. Week is starting to come to a little bit of a close. And yesterday was great to catch up with Alexandra, who was talking about the positivity women bring working in the real estate sector. Women are, of course, going toe-to-toe with the boys and certainly have a different style and a different way of doing things. The real estate industry has been transformed since the 1990s as far as women are concerned. And as Alexandra told us, very few women were working as real estate agents back in the 1990s. It was the boys' club. And staying with women real estate agents and looking at videos that women produce to help sell properties, you can definitely draw a distinction between the different video presentation and styles between the women compared to the men. Are women more authentic and more trusting in the video environment than what the boys are? Does that nurturing, caring vibe present itself a little bit more when a woman is in front of the camera? And is it less show-off than the boys? Well, if you've got an opinion on that, let us know. The email is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. That is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. And also send us an email regarding your thoughts about this next story concerning a Ray White real estate agent in New Zealand. Now, the media, they went into a bit of a spin reporting on a video that was produced by a Ray White agent, Lin Yi, who received a formal warning for posting a TikTok video featuring a fake Asian accent while promoting a property. Now, despite being of Asian descent herself, Yi sparked offence and criticism, prompting a complaint and subsequent removal of the real estate video. So what is all of this about, and what are the lessons to be learnt? Well, here is a news clip courtesy of Radio New Zealand yesterday reporting on all of this as it unfolded.
Well, an Auckland real estate agent has been given a formal warning by her employer, Ray White, after posting a TikTok video of herself giving a sales pitch using a fake Asian accent. Now, the woman, who is of Asian descent, also says she'll do cleaning and cooking for potential buyers. The video circulated for more than a week before it was removed following a complaint. Our reporter Lucy Xia has the story.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Lin Yi here again. And today, I bring to you this wonderful opportunity to own this 1940s bungalow situated...
That's award-winning real estate agent Lin Yi speaking in a video about a Sandringham house. But she takes on a different persona in this TikTok video marketing the same property.
I am the Ling Ling, also known as Lin Yi from the Ray White Epsom. You want to sell house, you call me anytime.
The video shows Lin Yi offering to do a range of household chores for potential buyers. One scene shows her sweeping the deck and another crouching down to clean the floor.
I am Ling Ling. You pay me a good price, I also get dirty for you.
And then she wanders to the kitchen.
And when I sell your home, good price, I also make you dinner. See, peanut butter jelly, I make for you.
The video ends with the agent saying, "Love you long time," a line from the movie Full Metal Jacket, in which a Vietnamese sex worker solicits American soldiers. This Auckland woman who complained to Ray White says she felt deeply offended by the video.
What she was doing really proliferates, you know, stereotypes against Southeast Asian women. And as someone who is of, you know, Asian descent, it was just really disappointing and sad to see.
She says it normalises racism.
This is leading to more acceptance and apathy on, you know, normalising racism in our society. And it is quite disappointing to see that Ray White doesn't really have any formal procedures and policies for their real estate agents to be basically posting whatever they want on social media.
Lin Yi wouldn't do a recorded interview, but told RNZ she had no idea how much the video would offend people when all she was doing was mocking herself. She says on reflection, she realises speaking English with a fake Asian accent was wrong. Ray White Epsom's director Nick Lyer says Miss Yi has been given a formal warning about the video, which was taken down as soon as the company was made aware of it. Ray White says it doesn't vet all its staff's social media posts, but does monitor them regularly. Nick Lyer says the company is committed to giving all its employees cultural sensitivity and anti-discrimination training.
So, there you go. That is the story, a story to be learned from. And I've got to come back to this expression of love you long time, this line from the movie Full Metal Jacket, in which, as she says, a Vietnamese sex worker solicits American soldiers. Gotta say, that would have been the absolute last thing the Ray White agent was thinking about when she was presenting the video. And if somebody had have pointed out that string on the bow that formed part of the criticism, she would never, never, ever have said the line. And that is where we are with content. Could this video have played in 1995 without a complaint? Probably. Could it have played in 2005 without incident? Maybe. But it's 2024, and as proved, it is a fail. Some people will say, of course, that we have lost our sense of humour and we live in a society where people can't wait to be offended. Others will say, well, this is offensive and deserves to be pulled. And I guarantee you right now, there are some real estate agents thinking about the cheeky little video that they shot yesterday or maybe last week for a property that is a little bit edgy and are racing off to delete it.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
And right now it is time for another property tip. And this is an interesting one because sometimes if you're buying and you hear a price guide, a price range, and if it falls outside of what you are looking at, often it's easy for you to just say, oh, I can't buy that property. But maybe you can. So don't automatically disqualify yourself if you're not quite there on the price point of the expectation with the vendor. So let's go to Luke Dawson there in Perth. And what's happening in your market around that very question, Luke?
Yeah, absolutely, Craig. Look, we are experiencing probably the other end of that with multiple offers on most properties we're selling, and therefore the prices are naturally going above the guide generally. Having said that, there is certainly opportunities where the vendor may not have anywhere to go or they need some flexible terms on settlements. Things like that could be helpful. Just because your price is not the best price, it doesn't mean you're not going to be the successful offer. So get creative and use outside of the box thinking to make it more attractive to the agent and the vendor.
It's time to go back to the real estate vault for this week's property comment.
So we are expecting actually prices to continue to rise across Australia. You know, we have forecast growth for Australia-wide house prices between 5 and 7% and for unit prices between 2 and 4%. So we are actually forecasting a slightly stronger rate of growth for house prices. And when you dive into the different capital cities, what we are anticipating is Sydney is going to lead price growth for houses between 7 and 9%. We've got a forecast growth in Brisbane and Adelaide between a 7 and 8% increase. And we're still expecting house prices in Perth to see fairly modest rates of growth this year between a 6 and 7% growth. And I think what we've got to remember is we've got high interest rates. We have seen such a change in the cost of holding debt, but the conversation has morphed. We're now picking that the cash rate could be cut, you know, twice this year. And ultimately, while there are a lot of push-pull factors at play across our housing market, what we are expecting is a shortfall of housing supply, still strong rates of population growth are actually going to trump those high interest rates that we're currently seeing. And we are expecting prices to continue to rise. I think what I would say, though, is There is an element of affordability that's going to contain the pace of price growth. And if we start to see the cash rate being cut and we see, you know, multiple cuts in the cash rate, that could actually change the outlook and create a greater rate of price growth, create that spark and that momentum in our housing markets.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
I couldn't tell you exact numbers, but it's increased tenfold. I mean, it was just unheard of to see a female agent in the late 90s, really. Yeah, now it's very commonplace. There's plenty of ladies absolutely nailing it.
What about women interacting with other women? Do you find that there's, statistically speaking, a number where women do prefer to interact with other female real estate agents?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just even in the last few months since we've returned from the Christmas break, we've had a couple of vendors who are single females that have either, you know, been through a divorce or they're looking to purchase their first property or sell for whatever reason, that have specifically wanted to deal with a female.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.